And now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. This portion of the show is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. Shimano Rods and Reels, fish with the best, Shimano. Here we go. Another great hour of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Here's Pete Gray, Rock God Rick Mexa, and Corey Standin.
Welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup, right here on the Let's Talk Hookup app on the mighty 1090. Pete Gray here, along with Rock God Rick Mexa. And we are in the world headquarters, overlooking all the busy landings right near here in San Diego. Busiest Southern California landings in the world, for sure. I can guarantee you that. We got a couple great guests.
Yeah, we do.
Cal, both of them. Cal and Eric from Cal's Two-Speed Reels. Yeah, there's both of you. Both of you are here.
Yeah. The two
youths. Yeah. And, I mean, the knowledge these guys have is unbelievable on how to make your fishing gear better.
Yeah, no doubt. And never more appropriate than with this big fish we have. You know, when you're winding in a 25-pound albacore, it doesn't really matter if you have more torque or less torque. But when that's a 125-pound bluefin on a reel that's probably smaller than it should have been, the difference between a little bit lower low gear, a little bit more drag pressure, a little bit smoother, I mean, those... That's when it really makes,
makes a difference.
And, I mean, this is it. These are the guys with Cal's custom-built reels. Anyways, if you want to join us, man, we're having a great time the second hour. We want to hear from you. 213-432-1090. That's our number. Or text the show. So much great text coming through. Again, that's only available through the Let's Talk Hookup app. We didn't mention it before, but I know the guys pretty much have the drill at this point. Make sure you include your contact information with those texts so that we can ring you back up and hopefully get you your amazing prize, which, thanks to Cal and Eric, somebody's going to get a $100 gift certificate to Cal's Custom Built Reels at the end of the show today.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Really fantastic. Well, let's jump into those jam-packed phones.
Well, they are packed for sure. Scott and El Segundo, you're up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Scott, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, thanks for taking my call, you guys. Good morning.
Morning.
Hey, a buddy of mine yesterday, he was out on one of the boats, and he was using a Fathom 40, a stock Fathom 40. And he got a fish between 150 and 160. He got it after 3 hours. And the drag was totally cooked, and he had to almost palm it to kind of get the thing back in. It was a deep color, they said, for about an hour. I'm wondering, what's the difference between, say, a Fathom 40 and a Torque 40? And then what you guys do to take up it. I have a Torque 40 that Cal and Eric worked on with a power handle. What's the difference between that stock Fathom 40 and the Torque 40 that you guys worked on? Is it enough reel now? It would have made a huge difference in getting that fish?
Yeah, not much difference.
It's going to make some difference. The drag curve will probably react a little better after we've actually machined in the drag curve and machined in the drag plate. When a stock plate, like all reel manufacturers, is a production part. We actually take and set them up, get them running a little truer, and machine a contour on it so that the drag area stays at the outside radius, which gives you a lot more drag on a new one. On any of the new reels, more often than not, as you get it hot, it will start to, the OD, outside diameters, will start to go away, and you're starting to hit more and more towards the center, which gives you less drag and at a much shorter radius. And by the time we get done, it does stay out there. Now, that's a big fish on a Fathom 40.
Right.
But he did get it.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. And what I was going to say too is between a Fathom and a Torque, your drag, when I said not big difference, I was meaning your drag potential out of both of those is approximately the same.
Which is the heavier duty reel?
Both the same.
Right. Both can handle the job too.
Both.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Both. I mean, we have both of them. We actually fish, of those size, we fish more Fathoms than we do of the Torque. It's just cost value. It's one of the greatest reels as far as for the dollars and everything else like that that you can use for that kind of stuff.
How much does the frame on the Torque make a difference between that and the Fathom?
I mean,
that's the big, probably
little,
the biggest difference
between
the two, right?
And that would be the only big difference. But to tell you the truth, they're what you call a drawbar reel. So the frame is really not doing a whole lot other than holding on to the rod.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So I'm not sure that that would make that much difference in the fight. It does make a difference in the feel. Mm-hmm. The feel of a torque over the feel of a fathom is tighter. It just it feels a little
better. Yeah,
and
I've told my dad that before, too. I go, I don't know why it's different, but it just feels better. Mm-hmm. But for me personally, I couldn't justify the difference. I just said, I'll go with a bunch of fathoms, and I was good to go. And
you could buy two for the number
between that and, fish the Talagas and the different stuff that we're
fishing. So it'd be like a Speedmaster versus a...
Exactly.
Yes.
Yep. That's exactly what it is. Mid-price point versus the higher price point.
So, and there is a difference between the price points on that.
Yeah. Go ahead.
So then a question would be, so what is the difference if we would call it like a medium frame reel compared to, say, a Talica 20, which is a very similar size reel? Does the Talica 20 put out more drag pressure?
Yes, a little bit more, definitely.
It's definitely a little beefier, too.
It's a beefier reel, no question about. But it's also, 2 to 3 times the price.
Right.
So, I can understand the Fathom being very popular because what we're doing now, we've got so many fishermen who have not fished big fish, and suddenly they're doing it on a day and a half trip.
Right.
And to tell them to go out and spend $600-$700 on a reel, and then if they bring it to us, by the time you're done, you're $1,000 into the reel.
Yeah.
Where the Fathom, you could be about $500 into the reel, all tricked out and ready to go. And I've heard stories like that, but I've also heard stories guys have been landing 100-125 pound fish on Fathom 30s that we've done, and even with and one fellow with a lower low gear, he says, man, what a difference with a lower low gear.
Okay. You do that too?
Oh, yes, we do.
Yeah.
We drop the Fathom 40s from 2.5 to 1 down to 1.8.
Wow.
That's a big difference.
Big difference. That makes all the difference in the world. If you got a fish down there and you can't turn the handle, you're not getting him up.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Hey, good question. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. You have a new machine in the shop now.
No.
Right?
No, it's on order.
It's on order. Okay.
It's on order.
You'll get it like in 5 years then.
Yeah. Right. I wish it was in the shop right now.
Speaking of gears.
Yeah. Tell us about that.
We ordered a Haas CNC chucker. It's a smaller machine, but that's all we're doing is running, gears. Maybe a 2.5 inch diameters is as large as we would be machining on.
This is a CNC machine.
CNC machine. It's I've had them for years and years, and then when we just sold our manufacturing business and just doing reels, we didn't need it. And with COVID, I came up with some ideas and this different gear ratios for different reels. And it's now starting to bury me.
So when you're building gears now, everything's done by hand?
By hand. I machine every one of them by hand in-house.
That means you take a block of metal and you cut it and shape it and make a set of gears out of it.
Yeah, and he was spending all day, every day out there. And he's like at 80. I just can't stand there anymore. I'm in there with the phones and the computers and building reels and all that other stuff like that, too. And we were just like, and I tried to get him to buy it like 5, 6, 7 years ago. And he's like, no, listen. We don't need it. And now he's like, all right. He threw his hands up. All right, let's get this going.
So the new machine will make them while you're standing by.
Well, you still have to have an operator, but I can go out, set it up, or Eric will be able to set it up, and we can get it running and then load a part, come back later, load another part.
Right.
And the amount of time handling the part. Now we're just doing one operation at a time instead of 5 or 6.
That's great.
Gotcha. Yeah. So is that going to speed up production and you'll be able to get the reels out faster?
Yes. No. It just means I don't have to work 12 hours a day.
That's funny. That was an immediate, like, oh, no.
Wait.
That's funny.
It's like all those people. Where's my reel, right?
Right.
Hey, here's a good. The other thing too is you got the website going too.
Right. Yeah, we got the website going, and it's been down for quite a while because we've been really. It's long overdue of redoing it all and stuff like that, and. And it's nice. I got it mostly up there. I just got to make a bunch of edits and stuff like that. And in fact, if anybody wanted to go on the part on the website there, it's cals2speed.com, and go on the contact us. You go on there, fill something out, and just send it to us. I'm not going to spam you with a bunch of emails and stuff, but I'll then go through those and have my own little kind of raffle thing, and I'll flip it, and I will send out a $100 gift certificate to everybody, or not to everybody, to one of those guys cool. that sends in an email there too. I just wanted people to take a look at it and see and kind of
get. So you just go to the website, which is?
Yeah, cals2speed.com.
Cals with a number two.
The number two, yeah.
Cals,
C-A-L-S, the number two, speedy.com. And, you know, it said contact us. And it gives you, ask us some questions about real work and different stuff like that. And do we work on this and that? And send it in. And what I'll do is I'll just have my own little, like, flipping of a coin, right?
Okay. That's awesome, you guys.
So just send you an email. Just say hi.
Email.
Great to hear you, and let's talk hookup or
you
whatever.
Can be an existing
and you're in.
Yep. And I will actually do that tomorrow afternoon. So
okay.
In the
That's
next,
awesome, Eric.
Next 24 hours, you guys, just go ahead and
celebrate the new website.
Right, exactly.
All
right.
And give us comments. Because this is he's
like
doing
this.
It.
I would love
he's
to get
not
to
building
that.
It.
Yeah, yeah.
But he's doing all the editing and everything else himself, and so it's a learning curve.
Totally.
Gotcha. Hey, a great question here via the text through the Let's Talk Hookup app from Paul. And he says, as usual, love the show. Great hearing Cal and Eric start. Many years ago, I bought a large tub of Cal's Reel Grease. Not only did I use it on my reels, it is excellent lubricants for my firearms and other hobbies. Still have about a half a tub left. Two questions. I have three internationals, all blueprinted by Cal, and two with Cal's lower gear. Between fishing trips and when I store them I pull the lever off and back off the drag knob. Is this okay or do you recommend that?
I do recommend that, other than the one thing, backing the drag knob off. If you back the preset all the way off, always bring it back up a little bit.
Okay.
It's like
you don't need to take it off all the way.
Well, what happens is if you back it all the way off and leave it, it will stick. Then you got to take a pair of pliers to break it loose, and then you twist it off, and you've lost your preset knob. So when you bring it back up, maybe a quarter turn, it stays free, easy to go.
Is that true on all reels? You want to back star drag reels?
Well, star drag, definitely, yes.
Definitely on a star drag.
A lever drag,
back off your...
you don't really need to back the preset off because...
not really.
When you pull the lever back into free spool and put your clicker on or something like that...
you're okay with that.
You back everything off.
So you don't have to back...
Yeah, that's what I do on mine. I leave the preset right where it was at.
Okay.
And I just put it in free spool with the clicker on, and that's it.
And then what about, I've also heard, put it in low gear when you store it.
Well, okay, the older model reels, yes. The old two speeds where you shifted by moving the handle back and forth on the old, those, yes. What it does is when you shift the handle in and out, you're lubricating it a little bit.
Okay.
So when you put it in, it's compact, it doesn't get bumped as easy, and stuff doesn't get in there as easy.
All right. But definitely star drag reels, back them off.
Oh, yeah.
But the new modern push-button two-speeds, you don't necessarily have
to. As long as you pull the lever back.
That's the key.
Yeah.
What happens if you leave the lever up?
Now you're compressing the drag washer. It's sitting in there, okay? And the drag washer's up against the stainless plate. And they don't very often, but occasionally they'll stitch on it.
Good stuff.
Yeah, for sure.
I got a follow-up to that same question because I like that quite a bit. This one, though, was from Mike in San Diego. It says, I just purchased an Akuma Makaira 50, and the manual states that Cal's universal drag grease has been applied to the drag washers and that the Cal's grease is also used on the main and pinion gears. Can you explain how your grease improves the performance, and would it be appropriate to use on my Talikas when I do my own service? Again, that's Mike in San Diego.
Yes, it will work very well on your Talikas. It works on the carbon fiber. We went to a grease engineering company and told them what we have, what it is. I mean, there's lots of good greases around. There's also good drag greases around. But most greases can't do both. And we had this developed so it works on both. We have 11 real manufacturers using it at the time.
No kidding.
Yeah, a lot of them are just the small guys having this and that. But, yes, Okuma uses it. Akrit uses it. Fenor uses it.
And so, do you sell it?
Yes, we do, but we don't sell. We only sell to distributors, etc.
Okay, so you could buy it at Fisherman's Landing.
You can buy it. Yeah. Sell it. You can go to any Okuma dealer. They now distribute it all over the world for us.
That's great.
All right.
Great. We love it. It's all we use also.
Yeah.
I mean, it's our.
And it's just called Cal's Grease?
Cal's Grease, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, we put it on everything. Like, when we're, every reel that we sell, when we put line on it, we take a little paintbrush and we dip the threads in it before they go into the frame so that the, you know, when a guy leaves his reel on and doesn't hose it off as good as it should, you can back the threads back out. They call it universal grease, and it is. It's good for everything.
And as far as I know, every reel that Akrit builds and every reel that Okuma builds, they put it on all of them.
Wow.
They use for every reel that they're making. That, you know, between those two companies, that's a lot of reels.
Yeah, we love it.
You guys put it on. Did Doug Kirk put it on his best seller with chicken from Pizza Nova?
I wouldn't be a bit surprised. I mean, it's universal, dude. It's universal.
It's great.
It's universal.
Yeah. All right.
Diced chicken, extra walnuts, extra rate.
The
Doug special. Hey, with that said, we're going to find out what's going on the water. It is time for your FishDope.com report with Captain Dave Hansen, your saltwater guy. Today, that catch report is sponsored by the Fish Pros at Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. Not only do they offer the best processing for your fish when your trip returns to the San Diego landings, as well as your private boat catch, but now with Fish Pros the Market, you can purchase fresh fish, smoked and jerky fish, the spices, the rubs, smoked cheese, their famous tuna burger, that amazing poke kit, and the new ceviche spice. Stop by their location in Old Town Ontario Street or call for details and order online at fishermansprocessing.com. Be sure to check them out on Instagram too at The Real Fisherman's Processing. We're going to talk to the man, Captain Dave Hansen. Good morning, Dave.
Hey, good morning, Rick. Good morning, guys. Hey, I just wanted a real quick story. I remember back in the mid-80s, I believe it was, when I touched my first international that Cal had made magic. We only had anchovies for bait back then. But, my gosh, if you didn't have your reel go to Cal, you could not cast an anchovy on it. Magic. It was magic. It was absolute magic.
As always,
It was the most magic thing I'd ever seen. I could cast an anchovy. It was unbelievable. So, yeah, listen to what Cal has to say in that grease. Yeah, that stuff's magic. The magic grease. But, guys, fishing, unbelievable, everywhere. But the big thing we want to talk about is the amount of thresher sharks that have moved into the Southern California Bight. Ricky, it's insane. You can go out there and find a ball of bait in 100 feet of water anywhere from La Jolla up to Santa Monica Bay, and there's a pretty good chance there's a thresher shark in that bait ball, 100 feet of water, up or down the coast. It doesn't seem to really matter, but you're catching that 100-pound fish, and a lot of my guys got pushed in the last couple days because of the weather, so they took advantage of it and had really fun thresher shark fishing. And I think that bodes well for what's about to happen, because the amount of anchovies on the beach, I think we're going to see that barracuda any day now. I know a couple of guys had some really good barracuda fishing down at the Coronados in the middle of the week. They weren't really talking about private boater guys, but biting the iron, which is going to be awesome, because I know you have a couple of irons there in the tackle shop at Fisherman's Landing. So come on, barracuda. We need that barracuda to show up. It's that time of year. Calico bass, like Brian Woolley said, they're in the spawning mode now, and they are biting. They are biting good. If you get lucky enough to get a couple scoops of anchovies and go to any kelp line up or down the Southern California coast, you can be pretty good on the calicos, and then throwing the surface iron or fishing any of those magic baits from all the different companies. They all seem to be working really well. The only thing I can tell you is that you have to go fishing, because everything's biting. If you're waiting for something to happen, I have no idea what you could possibly be waiting for.
Yeah, well, you're just waiting to get on fishdope.com and have you tell you where to go. $20 off a new membership to fishdope.com. You want to know where to go, what to do, inshore, offshore, from the Channel Islands to Mexico. FishDope has the answers. $20 off using the code HOOKUPNOW, lowercase, no space. And, Dave, how do we find you?
Well, gang, you can check me out at yoursaltwaterguide.com. Also, I need to add one more thing, Pete. I was talking to Danny right before we went live. The schools of sea bass that are up at the Channel Islands are absolutely phenomenal. All they need to do is just turn the fan off for a few days, and it's going to be wide open up there. But check me out at yoursaltwaterguide.com or check me out on any social media platform at yoursaltwaterguide. And my little monkey Marley and Kelly and I are sitting here listening to the show, having a blast.
All right.
See you, Dave.
All right, Dave. Thanks a lot for that. We'll talk to you next Sunday.
All right, you guys. See ya.
All right. Take care.
You know, Pete recruited really hard for the name Skipper, didn't he?
He wrote that.
He tried real hard.
Like, yeah.
He gave it a valiant effort. So.
Yeah, but it didn't work.
No, I don't think so. Yeah. I don't think so. Hey, want to remind you, top anglers, they know the best hooks. They're made by Gamakatsu. But did you know Gamakatsu also offers many tackle storage solutions, like the G-Box 3200 reversible utility case for easy tangle-free jig storage? Gamakatsu also makes lead heads and a killer line of fishing pliers, clothing, and more. For complete lineup, check Gamakatsu.com or your local tackle dealer.
All right. Phones are packed. Let's jump into it, Rick.
You got it. Ryan from Irvine is up next here on Let's Talk Hookup. Ryan, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning, gentlemen. When it comes to after a trip and you want to clean slash maintain your reel, and I get a lot of guys that tell me like their ways, how they clean their reels. And the way I clean my reels are I like to use just a little bit of dishwasher soap and only apply it on the handle and on the side of the reel where normally I get my fingers on the most. And I put my hand on top of the spool and spray water, fresh water down. I don't apply a full constant pressure of fresh water on the spool because I know there's these oils and greases that you guys just mentioned. What is the best way you recommend how to clean a reel effectively and maintain it after a trip?
Great question.
Yeah, I mean, that seems really good. I'll turn it around the other way. There's several ways not to clean your reels. One of them is don't put them in a pool, don't put them in a bucket, stuff like that. Don't submerge them, and don't use high-pressure water and stuff like that. A lot of fresh water is great. Even doing what you were talking about is fantastic. I mean, I generally, when I'm on a long-range trip, clean them slightly when I'm on the boat, and then I'll set them down so the handle's to the side and so that they can dry off. And then when I get home, I'll clean them similar to like what you were talking about. Wipe them off, stuff like that. If I'm done for the season, I'll pull that top shot off and just so it's not there. And same thing, just try to clean them.
I mean, is a garden hose better than a spray bottle? Does it not matter? Are you just trying to get the salt off the exterior? Like, what's the goal? Like, what are you trying to get it done?
If you have a sink available with a light running warm water, it will take the salt off. What you can do is you can just gently run it underneath. Don't turn it so the handle is up or down so it can run in the sides. And as soon as you do that, then take the reel outside. Your significant other does not want you to do it inside. And spin it real good, the handle in gear.
Turn the handle.
Turn the handle and throw all that excess water out of the reel.
Uh-huh.
That way there you get all that, as much excess water out, gets off the line. Then you can just lay it on the frame. You don't want to sit it on the end with the handle up so that the water can run to the center, what's left inside. And just sit it there and let it dry. Then take a damp towel, a towel with a little lubricant on it, whatever you want, and just wipe the reel off.
Yeah.
And that's basically it. And then put it in free spool, spin the spool, make sure that everything, get rid as much of the water that way, and that everything has not just got any pool water with it, and just let it dry.
Ken Corwin made a suggestion a long time ago that I really liked, and that was like when you finish your process, keep all your reels in your reel bag and leave it by the couch for a couple of days, and you know, grab the thing when you come home the next day and grab each one and put them into free spool one time and kick the spool back, then put it into gear and turn the handle one time. Like, just don't allow it to, if a water, if whatever, started to get on a bearing, like, free it up. Like, don't let it.
Well, yeah, I was going to say, and our buddies Ken and Wes, I mean, they're proponents of fresh water is your friend on that kind of stuff, too, so.
Yeah, but spinning the reel is important.
Yes, because as you're saying, a little bit of salt sits there, and then it'll start to eat your bearings and stuff like that. Spinning it, it gets rid of it.
That has got me several times. Long-range trip, do a really good, you know, you got 3 days to break your gear down, so up top with the squirt bottle and everything else, and wipe down, killer, everything perfect, but then also guilty of throwing it back in the reel bag, which means exactly the opposite of what Cal just said. Now it's up on end, and all the water's collecting right where the spool bearings go, right in the dead center, and then leave it there because I know, hey, my reels are clean, and they're dry, and I did such a good job of taking care of them, and then a month before the long-range trip the next year, you pull out reel that was perfect, and hey, man, I got a spool bearing that doesn't want to spin, even though I did, in theory, a perfect job of cleaning it off.
One thing you don't want to do is, like, you have your reel bags. Don't put a reel bag onto that reel until it is completely dry and is completely wiped off. Because if you put it in there a little bit wet and there's a little bit of salt, the bag gets the salt inside, and the next time it gets a little more. Now you're putting it inside a salty bag.
And I've done that. You get home and you open up your bag and you open up and you're like, whoa, you get a whiff of that. You get a whiff of that smell and you're like, oh, geez.
Yeah, the salty smell.
Yeah.
So don't need soap. Don't need salt away. Not necessarily.
There's nothing wrong with using it. Okay. That's fine.
Yeah, but water's water's fine too,
and a little warmer water.
Warmer water,
because it will
break down the salt.
Break down the salt much quicker.
Okay.
All right. Hey, great info. When we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More of your phone calls and a lot more text as well. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Dana Landing in Mission Bay is the one-stop shop for a great day on the water. This is Mia. Come see me and our expert staff for everything you need for your next fishing trip, food, bait, tackle, beverages, and more. Our tackle shop is certainly one of San Diego's finest. We have you covered from bay bass to big tuna and people that can help you get set up right. We also have Dougie, one of the best reel repair guys around. Need freshwater tackle? Head to East County Bait and Tackle, the best rods and reels, the hottest freshwater lures, and live bait. ECBT has an amazing staff who love to share their passion for fishing. We now also have Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle, both fresh and saltwater tackle, right in the heart of Lemon Grove. ECBT is at the end of the 67 Freeway on Maple View and Lakeside. Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle, take 94 to Broadway and Lemon Grove. And Dana Landing is right next to the Dana Launch Ramp in Mission Bay. Check danalanding.com for more details.
All of us at the American Angler family want to express appreciation to our regular passengers that fish with us year after year and to the new anglers that came out this last season. We realize how precious your vacation time is, and we are truly grateful that you have chosen to spend this time with us. It's important that your experience is memorable from the moment you call the office to the time you step off the boat. Hi, I'm Lori. Call me at the office, 619-223-5414, or check us out at AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com. Come fishing with the American Angler family and make a memory.
Top anglers know the best hooks are made by Gamakatsu. But did you know Gamakatsu also makes amazing tackle storage solutions like the G-Box 3200 reversible utility case for easy tangle-free jig storage? Check out the Gamakatsu Spring Lock Spinner. It helps give swim baits additional flash to entice those bites. Gamakatsu also makes a line of fishing pliers, clothing, and more. For the complete lineup, check Gamakatsu.com for your local tackle dealer.
Hey, this is Rosie with Cedros Sport Fishing. We have always been the leader in fishing trips to Cedros Island. We have set the bar even higher with our second lodge opening for the 2022 season. Side-by-side lodges sitting on the cliff's edge with relaxing ocean views. With direct flights departing through the CBX in San Diego, we are committed to providing first-class service to our guests and an unforgettable fishing experience. Come check out the yellowtail and calico bass capital in the world. Nobody does it better than Cedros Sport Fishing. Call me at 619-772-7570 or check us out at cedrosportfishing.com.
He's not just my fishing buddy. After 30 years, he's a brother, and I'd sure hate to lose him. His bass boat's got nothing to do with it, so I make sure both of us wear a life jacket. Save the ones you love, even if they don't own a fancy boat. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning. It has been so busy. So busy on the phones, so busy on the text. Very much appreciate everybody's patience. All our callers hanging in there with us, everybody trying. But still got time to get you through, buddy. 213-432-1090 or text us on that Let's Talk Hookup app.
Yeah, and a lot of great texts and a lot of great phone calls, and we sure appreciate it. And here's one from Charlie in Gardena. Good morning, Cal and Eric. In your opinion, what... This is an interesting question. Which manufacturer reel is the best out of the box for big bluefin tuna?
Are you a Ford or a Chevy man?
Yeah.
They're all quality reels. The manufacturers are doing great job on the reels.
That's very politically correct. But bar no expense, It's like, which reel? I mean, I know you guys are pen guys, right? I mean, I'm a Shimano guy.
Yeah.
Rick's a Shimano guy.
I wouldn't worry about any one of them out of the box. They're all good reels out of the box.
All right. Yeah. But are you going to buy the top of the line one? Are you going to buy the Metallica versus the Speedmaster? Are you going to buy the Torque versus the Fathom?
Price does mean that is generally better. I'm not going to say all expensive reels are better.
Sure.
But as a general rule, if you buy a manufacturer's top of the line, you're going to get a top of the line reel.
Top of the line reel.
How about the question that we asked of Gerby yesterday? Because, Eric, you go all the time. You were just on the Star, and you have your access to every type of high-end gear available. Your nighttime knife jig setup, hoping for a 150-plus pound tuna when you step up on the Royal Star, like, what reel is in your hand?
So I used two different ones. I used the Pen 16 BISX, and I also love my Talica 20.
Mm-hmm.
And so each one of those is a little bit different.
Are they both customized?
So we take the 16 and we put a higher high set of gears, which kicks it up to 5.2:1. You don't always need that because you're half the time you're getting bit on the sink and everything. And then in the Talica reel, we put the lower low set and it a little bit longer handle. You want every little bit of the columns for your advantage and the fish's advantage. You want to put as many on your side, whether it's the right hook, the right line, all the other stuff. And that makes a difference as far as doing that.
And like earlier in the show, we heard the guy saying 3 hours on a 150-pound tuna. That's just unacceptable, right? I mean, if you have the right gear, I mean.
I was online yesterday, and I was reading a comment where a guy said if you're on a 200-pounder more than 30 minutes, you're not doing it right or something. Oh, and that's how it's changed a little bit. I don't know, that might be like right at the extreme part of it, but it's definitely happening quicker, much quicker.
I always think about a thing that Tim Ekstrom used to always say on the long-range trips when everybody's giving you the seminar going down, and he said that perfect tackle will buy on a big fish, on a big yellowfin down below, will lend you about 20 minutes of trouble-free, if you did everything right, you've got 20 minutes where everything is going to be fine. But every second after that 20 minutes, the clock just starts going down.
Yep.
Even if you did everything perfect, stuff starts to happen. The hook hole starts to wear. The stress on your knots and your crimps. And that doesn't mean that at 25 minutes it's going to go away. That gentleman pulled on his fish for 3 hours and he got it. But every second that you're on that fish longer and longer, exponentially the potential of something goes wrong happens.
And I've never heard a guy complain that reel was too big when they're on a fish.
Yeah.
You know, it's always when they're not on a fish, they're like, oh, it's too heavy, it's too this. And I get it. I mean, we're kind of all the same way.
Yeah, for sure. I love that Talica 20 that you customized.
Mm-hmm.
The bigger handle, the drag curve, everything about that reel. It's a great reel out of the box. It's a great reel out of the box.
In my opinion, it's the best out of the box.
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean it can't get better.
But it definitely got better when Cal and
no Aaron doubt.
Took,
it did. It's TLC. It's time. Yeah. If the factories did what I do, you couldn't afford the reel.
Yeah.
Plus, we build it for you. They can't do that.
Right.
That Talica 20, I literally get calls from the East Coast, this reel isn't any good. I'm fishing 20-pound test on it. It doesn't work.
Totally.
Okay. I mean, granted, Shimano now has brought out a mono cam, but it is still too heavy for 20-pound test on the Talica. There's nothing wrong with the reel. You have to match it to what you want to do.
There you go.
Totally.
All right. Let's jump back in the phones.
You got it. This time we're going to talk to Vinny. Vinny calls from Carlsbad this morning. What's up, Vinny? Thanks for hanging in there with us.
Hey, good morning, guys. I got a couple questions. What are the most common reels you work on? And the other question is for Cal, when you go out fishing, what's your 100-pound setup reel?
Okay, the most common reels right now are Talicas, Fathoms, and Torques. That's the most common because they're an easy
workhorses.
Yes, and they're smaller reels, easy to handle. The average guy going on one or two day and a half trips or 2 day trips, stuff like that, it can still fit in his arsenal even if the big fish aren't around. 100-pound outfit, as they say. I know I am a pen man, grew up as a pen man, but I'm looking at at least a 30 size reel, maybe a 20 size or a 30 size reel. Depends on how much line you want to fish. But I wouldn't worry about picking up a Shimano Telica 25 type reel, a Pen 16 VI or the 20s or the 30s, an Akuma 20. All very, very, very good reels. All will perform very well for you.
Well, and we also have a bunch of our customers, too, that fish like an Accurate 30 or a 12 and stuff like that. And those are, you know, a lot of guys say when those are tricked out and running as good as they're about as good as you get on that kind of stuff, too. So, I mean, it goes back to what you're saying. Ford, Chevy, Toyota, it kind of depends on what you want. But their competition is awesome with them. They've all gotten so good.
So many good reels.
Yeah.
Well, an Accurate 30 is a small reel, but it will really put out well.
Yeah. I was fishing this week with Chris Minnick, who can buy any reel he wants.
Right.
And
he
was fishing that little Makaira reel, which I'd never seen that before.
Yep.
It's got a lot of power.
No doubt.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, like you say, you said it best. The competition is the best thing that ever happened to all of us because everybody makes something really good now.
Right, yeah.
It even makes us work harder.
Totally, totally. Yeah. Well, hey, another great text that came through. This one, guys, what knot do you use for your Spectra connections? Also, is there a good solid-to-solid Spectra knot that you guys like that has a low profile?
I don't like tying knots in Spectra.
So you don't do the connection. You fill the Spectra.
I'll fill the reels for guys, but I will not tie it.
Yeah, because
I'm not that good at it. Okay.
Yeah, and like the ones when we're doing, let's say, a white Spectra, and then we have the high-vis yellow back and forth, you know, we'll just...
you're doing a hollow connection.
We're just slicing them in together because, you know, it's just so much cleaner.
Yeah, sure. Easier, cleaner, and 100%.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Good call. Okay.
And you don't even notice it once you splice it.
Yeah.
No, people say, I'll splice it in these, you know, 100 to 130 to get you a little more volume. Well, I don't want to. I says, you'll never even know it's there.
Yeah. We always tell a guy, like, you know, would you like us to mark this? Because if we don't mark it, you're never going to find it again.
Well,
you know what I mean? Like, especially if you're doing a white to a white and something like Cal's describing, you know, maybe you want to fish 130 pound for the last 100 feet of your Talica 20.
Yeah.
But, you know, if you fill that reel full of 130, you're not really going to get the capacity you want, so you fill it, you know, 7/8 full of 100 pound, and then you splice in the last little section of 130, so when that fish is circling, and when you're really probably going to get into your tangles, you've got the heavier line, you know, on the reel instead of the lighter.
And I mark it, if I'm changing sizes, you know, white to white, I mark it also, because if they come back, they put new on, you know, I got to know where it's at.
Yeah, it's so clean when it's done right, you damn near can't see it.
Yeah, for sure. All right, let's jump back into it.
You got it. Hills from Ventura is up next on Let's Talk Hook Up. Hills, thanks for hanging in there with us.
Good morning, guys. Hey, when Cal and Eric go to, like, Prince Edward Island for those Atlantic bluefin, do they bring their own reels? And if so, what the heck kind of reel do you fish for a 1,000-pound bluefin with?
Well, you know, when we first started going, we were using old-school Pen 80 wides. We were using that, and then it was 80s. Then we took a narrow 80 that Cal made years ago. It was kind of specialty reel. But back in, I think it's about 2015, we were working with Penn on the design of these new reels, and they sent out a test 50. So we took out the 50 BISX, and one day Cal and I got an 800 and 850-pound bluefin on that. And I loved it. Cal was just scared to you know what. I mean, he just is like, I don't want to be catching this huge fish on a 50. But
wasn't comfortable.
Yeah.
But it wasn't big enough.
But what we've really settled in and what works amazing is the Pen 70 VIS. It's we make a lower set of gears, again, trick out the cams and all that other stuff and go through the reel and a longer handle and all that other stuff, but it just fits you. It just fits good. It's a big reel, but it's not incredibly heavy that we're doing.
So when you guys take a reel back there that's been all customized, how often do you bring it back, or the guys just say, I want to buy that reel?
The boats that we fished on, they all have at least 6 or 8 Tiagra 80 wides and Pen 80s We've done them all.
You've done them all.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No,
gotcha. All right.
We've done all of them. Yeah, they tried one.
Yeah.
They will ship out 8 or 10 reels at a time just to go through and have it ready for their season.
Yeah.
That's
funny. Yeah, for sure. Hey, Hales, thanks a lot for the call this morning. John from Mira Mesa wants to know, he says, I have a TLD 30, great 60-pound reel back in the age of mono, but now is it obsolete? And he says it's obsolete and I never use it. Can anything be done to improve it, make it worth its while, or should I donate it to Rollo?
It is, I still think, one of the best reels ever made. I would still keep it for 60-pound, yes. Maybe put that 100-pound braid or, you know,
80 or 100-pound braid
underneath.
Yeah.
Fish it with your 60-pound. You can spend the money if you can still find them and put a frame on it. I honestly don't think it's worth the money to put a frame on it. Most people don't realize when they were having a problem with them, with those breaking, it really wasn't that the frame was breaking that caused the problem. Is the shaft was bending, spool was hitting the frame, and then it was breaking.
Uh-huh.
And we found that out because I had a shaft sitting on a table and it was lumping around, and we found, and that was the weak link on it. But remember, that reel was designed as a mono reel.
Right.
And to me, it's still, I still have mine.
Out of the box.
Out of the box.
Out of the
box. Great reel.
Yeah.
Reels that you could beat up,
yeah,
and it still keeps working.
And you want to talk about, in its day, an absolute game changer of a reel. Relatively affordable, half the weight, could cast a sardine.
Yep.
That thing was...
I still have a couple.
Many Saturday mornings, I heard Pete talking about it, about fishing those reels.
Yeah.
Back in the day, I do remember that.
Yeah. I landed a 400-pound black marlin and a 500 on the Royal Polaris, and a 500-pound blue marlin on the Royal Polaris on that Talica, or the TLD 30.
And correct me if I'm wrong, wasn't a big problem, too, that we had, that we were, you know, back then you fished all of them in a harness.
In a harness.
So the reel, you know, the rod is pulling the reel down, and you're pulling that thing. You're trying to basically separate the reel from its base with the harness, which we don't use a harness anymore.
No. And also, a lot of the reels, especially the 50s, they broke setting up. Because guys didn't use the line to pull.
So you were pulling one way.
You were pulling on the rod tip, which was putting all the load through the reel base.
Uh-huh.
Where if you're pulling on the line is pulling one way up closer to where the harness lugs are. So it would not stress the base as much.
Mm-hmm. But the guy had a great point, too. I mean, it's any of your extra reels and stuff you're not using, to donate those to Captain Rollo's and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I even changed my... there's a setting on Amazon that it I changed it as one of the charities it gives to. So it's like half of 1% of everything we spend on Amazon gives back to that.
No kidding.
It's pretty cool. And I found that out 3 or 4 months ago, and I went on my phone and adjusted it and figured out, it says give to charity, give the proceeds to charity. So I do it. So it says, like, you know, the past 3 or 4 months, I've given like $10 to Rollo.
Wow. So you can do that. You can just give a small, if you purchase something on Amazon, you can just give a small percentage to...
Yeah, it just gives back part of their profits and stuff like that. It's nothing. It doesn't
change. No cost to you.
No cost to me or anybody else that does it. But you can pick the charity of your choice. But I thought that was a great charity.
And you can take kids fishing.
Yeah,
yes, that's our charity.
Yeah,
that's right,
for sure. Are you guys going to come to the Captain Rollo's captain's reception?
I'll be fishing.
You're fishing again. Field research.
Yeah.
I'm not sure, to tell you the truth, with a little bit of problems of COVID going around right now.
Yeah, I understand.
I might not. I would
it
love to go.
It is outdoors, though.
I would love to go.
Oh, you'll probably go.
Yeah. Yep.
That's a C4 sport fishing. It's open. You don't need a ticket.
Walk right in and make a donation.
Yep. $20. You get the food and drink. If you don't want the food and drink, you don't buy. You just buy into the raffle.
Yeah.
Get all the great prizes. You get to meet Dave and Paul. And Paul and Dave will be on that morning here on Let's Talk Hookup on June 26th.
That's nice.
Yeah.
I don't want to participate in a raffle anymore.
Why not, Cal?
Remember 2 years ago?
I know exactly why. I was hosting that raffle.
Yes. My newly married daughter appreciated that raffle immensely.
Yes. They went to Hawaii on their honeymoon and on the condo that
somebody had donated a condo or house or something like that. And they did
Cal was bidding on that Hawaiian vacation for a honeymoon purchase.
For my daughter, yep.
And he knew that he was getting it, and Cal was not going to get outbid. And
It was was mine.
Yeah, he won.
But it cost you some money.
It got up there.
Got a boy. But
it
all
went
that
to
money.
A charity, and my granddaughter was loved.
She had a great time.
Great. Yeah. And brought us home a beautiful present.
All that money you donated took a bunch of kids.
Yeah. 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 Win she, all the
she,
way around.
She brought me home a great grandchild.
That's cool. Well, hey, a great text. This is my name is Jordan. I have a full set of accurate Valiants, and I love the weight and smooth operation when I get a bite, and I select strike, it's fine. But when I want a little more drag than strike and I increase it, it increases too much, and I cannot get small incremental drag pressure increasements. A slight increase of the lever sometimes increases my drag as much as 25% or more. I'm just looking for a very slight increase. Can this be corrected?
I'm not sure. You'll have to call me. We have been playing a little bit with Valiants. They're really, they did a gorgeous job inside on
it. Okay.
The cam on that is, I can maybe play with it a little bit. I have been playing with the bottom end of the cam so that it gives you a little bit of a strip drag as you put it in gear. The top end, I'm not sure. I have not had that request. So that is something I would have
just to give you a call.
Give us a call.
Yeah.
What's the number?
Go ahead.
Oh, yeah. 626-357-4441. Or drop us an email at info@cals2speed.com.
And you have a chance to win it.
Yeah. Or if you go to our website, which is cals2speed.com, and just fill out the, under the contact us. Tomorrow I'll just be drawing from one of the emails I get. I'll be drawing for a $100 gift certificate.
And you already got a few.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Phone's blowing up.
That's it.
As we speak here.
Like you said, you may not know if you can do it or not, but I will tell you that exact question, that's in the Cal and Eric wheelhouse. Like, that's the type of things that you guys often are able to do for reals. Like,
there's already a Valiant out there that has a special set of lower low gears.
There you go.
You've done it. Been there, surprised. Done that.
For Gary Sotto.
Oh, of course. Yeah. Gary's big fish.
Big Sotto. And he's not a big guy.
No,
you know?
He's not.
And so
that's
he asked,
cool.
I mean, it's in the test form. That's all I'm going to say. I don't know how well it's going to hold up.
All right. Well, let's jump into the phone.
Sounds good to me, buddy. Joe in Fallbrook is up next on Let's Talk Hook Up. Hi, Joe.
Hi, I was using a Fathom 60. Can you put a lower gear in it and beef up the drags?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Absolutely.
Both.
Yeah.
Both.
How much
the only thing,
cost?
We have to warn you, if he sends it in today, when's he going to get it back?
Around the 1st of August.
August.
Plenty of season left.
Yeah, for sure. Let us know when you got a trip, and we'll see if we can work it in, but we're about the 1st of August right now.
All right. Very good. Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
Tom in Temecula is up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Tom, good morning.
Morning, Eric, Cal, and family there. Okay, guys, I have Makaira. I have a Penn Fathom 40, and I also have this TLD 20 two-speed that I have had for years, and I still use it. What can you do to that? I know you just talked about not getting rid of that top bar on that reel. Can you extend the handle and... and then maybe, you know, my gear ratio right now is like 4-1 and high, and 1.7-1 and low. Yeah. What can you do to that reveal?
We do a service job on it. Now, we do get a little better free spool when we do a service job because we do some
spacing.
A little better free spool because we do some shimming and stuff like that on it. We don't have any gear changes for it, but we definitely can put a longer handle on it. That's one of the main things it has. Most of those have that little teeny handle on it, and that's a lot of power. Years ago, there was all like that. And then suddenly Shimano actually started putting longer handles on reels, and now I tell people, well, go put an 80 wide handle on your reel. Well, that's nuts. It's too long a handle. No, it's basically what most of the reel manufacturers are doing now.
Right now, yeah.
Yeah.
But that, again, that TLD 20, TLD 30 is still a great reel.
Yep,
and
sure.
You can tweak it a little bit.
Yeah. We will build it so it'll get up to maybe 18 to 20 pounds of drag, but we don't recommend fishing 80 on it. We do recommend
60.
It's
not an 80 pound reel.
No, it's not. I mean, if you're fishing it and not an animal on it, you're just, you know, fishing it fairly, you know, even with 80 pound, but fishing the drag curve down a little, you're fine.
Cool.
That's
great.
It.
Thanks a lot for the call.
Hey, when we come back, we're going to find out who's got themselves a $100 gift certificate going to Cal's. You stay tuned. There's more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Many years ago, Baja pioneer Bob Van Wormer found the area he called the Great Fish Trap in the East Cape of Southern Baja and built what is now regarded as the premier East Cape resorts of Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Today, following in their father's footsteps, Bob's sons, Bobby, Chucky, and Eddie, have taken Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol to new levels. With the largest sport fishing fleet in Mexico, a luxurious spa, and top-of-the-line resort amenities, Van Wormer resorts have become a destination for travelers worldwide. But for us, Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol are just a short 2-hour flight away. No other tropical fishing destination offers the experience and value that you'll find at Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Now you can plan your Baja fishing vacation quick and easy by visiting VanWormerResorts.com. And when you're ready to book, it's quick and easy. Or simply call 877-777-TUNA for more information. Van Wormer Resorts, the East Cape's finest.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, Calstar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest that's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the Calstar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend Calstar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
State-of-the-art long-range sport fishing vessel, the Independence, delivers the top quality, comfort, and fishability you look for in a long-range boat. Veteran captains Mark Pisano and Paul Strasser built this incredible 112-foot vessel with the most modern technology and luxurious comfort available. Once you go on the Independence, you'll be back. Call Independence Sports Fishing at 619-226-3006 or check IndependenceSportFishing.com. Great fishing is what Seaforth Sports Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, Elgato Doe, Pride, Polaris Supreme, Tribute, Pacifica, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. To charters or schedule, check SeaforthLanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Okay, it's time. Cal's going to do us the honors of the coin flip the for the $100 toss certificate. Let her rip. Today we have a caller as the winner, and big congratulations, Joe in Fallbrook. You have got yourself $100 going to Cal's.
Right around the corner from
right
you.
Around. Your neighbors.
You not even a long drive for you.
Yeah, hey, the I fix is you. In.
No, yeah. No. That's why we do the coin flip. Well, Cal and Eric, great show. Never enough time to talk about the toys that we have,
yeah,
and love
totally.
To play with, and you get to play with them every day. And again, if somebody wants to talk to you about anything, have a chance to win a $100 gift certificate to get on your mailing list there.
Yeah. They can go to our website under Contact Us. It's cals2speed.com. Using the number two.
Yeah.
We're using the number two, and send it. And tomorrow I'll pick one of the guys or gals and give one away, or they can give us a call 626-357-4441.
And if somebody wants to bring a reel to you, what's the best way?
Go see Cal.
Yeah, call.
Go see Cal.
Give us a call first. It is at my residence, but we do have people come in. We have a lot of guys now are starting to get off of a trip.
Right.
They call us from the landing. Yes, we're there. They come up. They drop their reels off.
Every week somebody calls. They're at the processors right now. I'm just getting ready to leave. I'm coming on up.
Yeah. And also you can drop them off at the Fisherman's Landing Tackle or other tackle stores
absolutely.
Too, right?
We do it
absolutely.
And, then you guys send them to Cal, right?
Yeah.
We do it all the time.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So either way, whatever it is, take your reels to Cal. You will not be sorry.
The best. And it takes a long time.
Yeah, and be patient, right?
Yes. Worth the wait.
Yeah, if you want to use that reel before August, don't send it in.
No.
But if you want to use it in August, September, you have a trip in August, September, you want to send it in now. Yeah. And that pretty much goes for any reel right now.
Yeah. Yes. Oh, no. We models of reels does not make any difference. I mean, we might be working on a 130,
it's like
that's when your time slot comes up.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you guys very much. And thank you all out there. Thanks to Andrew for filling in today. We sure appreciate that very much. And thanks to Adam for all he does on the Let's Talk Hookup app. And thank you, all the callers and the texters. Next Saturday, Lori from Turner's Outdoorsman will be here. She's fresh, literally, walking with her boots into the office here, fresh off the boat. And then next Sunday, Ali from BD Outdoors and Local Knowledge, and Yosef Husseini from he's the Angler's Retailer. Great weekend next weekend. We'll see you back there. I'll have a fresh report from Rancho Llanero. See you right back here on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio and the Let's Talk Hookup app.